will miss the sea. But a person needs new experiences. They jar something deep inside, allowing him to grow. Without change, something sleeps inside us and seldom awakens. The sleeper must awaken.
Shit. Cannot escape death, but immortality can be obtained. In all traditions, they speak of holy mountains, the Meru mountain of India, Mount Kuenlun of the Taoist, the Karakoram of the Himalaya, the mountain of the philosophers, the Rosicrucian mountain, the Kabbalistic mountain of San Juan de la Cruz. There are many other holy mountains. The legend is always the same. 9 immortal men live on top of the mountain. From the highest peak, they direct our world. They hold the secret to the conquest of death. They are more than 40,000 years old, but they were once like ourselves. If others have succeeded conquering death, why must we accept it?
Mechanism. All prisoners and pioneers have risen and are crying tears and playing with crayons and trying to stay on top all day non-stop. I'm dropping jewelry for hooligans and organ donors going to boarding school. According to the gatekeeper and late sleepers calling all heavyweights and students, this way to the future, follow along.
I know where the immortals live and how to obtain their secret.
The secretive type, I like to creep in the night, but I speak under my breath to be polite.
I'm talking about you.
Unconspicuous, keep killing that sweet feeling the mystique's building. I only speak to the freakishly sheep children. For some cheap thrill thing, I'll be willing to make purchases on my credit card as long as it's of discreet billing. I am expected to get murdered by bombs, so I open up my mailbox with surgical tongs, rubbing antibacterial paste on my virginal palms. Then it gets a little less complex and Oedipus words in my mom's. Ever heard of the song by the guy, what's his face, who says those things? I love that song. I think that it's called Ambiguity, and the music be handed to you and me in the form of animal cruelty. I'm heading to the laboratory to freeze some ice today, heading back to the lab to prove the skin color of Jesus Christ is gray. Impressionable minds have nothing even nice to say. Your brain is putty in my hands, my man, it seems just like some clay. See, I'm strange, I'll take my time to rearrange your frame of mind. You wanna be with sage, wait in line with the rest of them grapevine swinging idiots. You ain't busting no grape and making wine. You ain't duplicating my rhyming. I'm older and dirtier than that bastard baby Jesus is. Masturbating penises in an alleyway where she just is. Thinking that's enough and it is. Asking can I live? It's the way these asinine kids imply that they are dead already. They are. Get in your car, release the brakes, put it in neutral. I won't stare you wrong. This way to the future, follow along. Come follow me.
I know where the mortals live.
Awaken. suppose, from the animal kingdom into the human kingdom itself was catalyzed or triggered by our encounter with these hallucinogenics. And
yes, we are an ape with a symbiotic relationship to a mushroom, and that has given us self-reflection, language, religion, and all the spectrum of effects that flow from these things.
And one can only wonder how these hallucinogens might affect our future evolution as well.
They have brought us to this point, and as we make our relationship to them conscious, we may be able to take control of our future evolutionary path.
There's 27,000 people a year killed here in alcohol-related deaths. You don't see any big thing about alcohol being evil. There's how many people smoking and dying of it? How many of all of these, and yet nobody's been killed? Why is it that people think it's so evil? What is it about it that scares people so deeply? Even the guy that invented it, what is it? Because they're afraid that there's more to reality than they have confronted. That there are doors that they're afraid to go in, and they don't want us to go in there either, because if we go in, we might learn something that they don't know.
I'll take acid every time. It's a shortcut to enlightenment that we were given at the end of this century for those of us who would like to go on to better realities and understand it with respect and say, okay, the door has been opened. This is the key that opened it.
It is by will alone I set my mind in motion. It is by the juice of Sapu that thoughts acquire speed. The lips acquire stains. The stains become a warning. It is by will alone I set my mind in motion.
You're listening to Condemned to Be Free with DJ Dharma on Spirit Points Radio. Broadcast around the world at yahei.net or 9000 and online at spfradio.yahei.net. Turn on and tune in. Have no fear, because I am here. I'm DJ Dharma. Check out the website for schedules, archives, posts, and more. And also the blog for playlists and other points of interest. That's condemned2befree.blogspot.com.
a deep breath. There's nothing to be afraid of. What you just did was fall to the depths of existence, the place your mind keeps you away from by its own process of building models for understanding. This is not insanity. This is in fact the ultimate reality. The union you've achieved is only possible in thoughts no more. You never fall if you never fight. You found yourself fall into madness, so you dove. The best thing you ever did was let go. You found yourself fall into madness, so you dove. The best thing you ever did was let go. I found myself fall into madness, so I dove. The best thing I ever did was let go. I found myself fall into madness, so I dove. The best thing I ever did was let go.
Life is a play, and we're always acting out without ever seeing it from the writer's or audience's point of view. But we reach infinity now. Let go. The writers, the actors, and the audience at the exact same time.
So here you are, and now you understand. You always were here, that's why you always ran. But you can only run away for so long before you catch up with yourself and become part of the song. I'd like to welcome you to the heaven you created. I tell the truth, this is the wisdom of the ancients. Holding on to something contradicts our being, so fly free,
fly free,
fly free,
fly free.
Maybe I had to go crazy to get where I am. I felt myself slipping away and I let myself fall. Gotta lose your mind before you find it. When you finally find it, you find out you never lost it at all. There's a natural flow that's attached to your soul. It don't ask you to go, it just gradually pulls. It's always now when you're never not you. So follow yourself, cause if nothing else, your existence is
have
true.
Have you ever felt yourself slipping away? I am, I mean, I was slipping away. But no matter what I am, I'm me. And I know me, so I'm okay. Have you ever felt yourself slipping away? You are, I mean, you were slipping away. But no matter what you are, you're you. And you know you, so you're okay.
I'm not a poet or a communist, a comet or a star. You're not a genius or a prophet, you just are. I'm not insane cause I have no need for my sanity. It's just another chain that keeps me from reality. Reality is mine to play with and mold. The best thing I ever did was let go. So let go of the models, transcend the physical mind and peacefully become part of the whole. The walls came tumbling down, but this time it was for keeps. I've been running around looking for my feet, now they're part of the ground. And make the ground complete, live in the now. And forever be at peace, live in the now. Don't stray away from the cycle. I'm one with the universe, one with the life flow. When you know that that which is below is above, the fear you once had will become love. Have you ever felt yourself slipping away? I am, I mean, I was slipping away. But no matter what I am, I'm me. And I know me, so I'm okay. Have you ever felt yourself slipping away? You are, I mean, you were slipping away. But no matter what you are, you're you. And you know you, so you're okay. It starts out with a question. How much of it is real? Now all is irrelevant outside of this ordeal. Don't worry about explaining it. There ain't no human language that can actually describe exactly how you feel. Now I see clear through external distractions. Piece by piece it comes together. So I laugh and I smile. In the beginning it was deranged, but I guess all things come to pass. After a while, if madness could have a picture face, how would it look? Like step one to becoming the contents of your own book. Right where you are right now is where you're gonna stay. And as long as you're always moving with yourself, you'll never slip away.
All I need in my life. the lyric.
Here we go.
We are the ones prophesied to return. My main concern is for all of you to learn how to live. Yes, through the lyrics I give and send, my friend. This age is coming to an end. Not the world, but the age is ending. Ending. Listen to the astrological message I'm sending. I'm sending.
Tell him.
Truth is truth, whether or not you like me. We are living now in the age of Pisces. But Pisces is over at the year 2000. Ooh. When the Son of God changes his house and enters the age of Aquarius.
Yeah.
The Son of God as man is hilarious.
Okay.
When you think of Jesus, think of the sun. The flaming sun. That's where they stole this concept from. Stop believing and read your Bible logically.
Yeah.
The New Testament is really old astrology. Jesus is the Son of God, no lie. But they might be talking about the sun up in the sky. The sun that hangs on the cross of the zodiac. The zodiac with 12 signs to be exact. Each sign is a house, and you should keep in mind, each house equals a period of time. The time, 2,000 years, and that's a fact. It's called an age or a house in the zodiac. The 12 disciples are 12 months of reason. The four gospels signify the four seasons. When Jesus fed the multitude with two fishes, it signified the age of Pisces, not fish on dishes. If you read the Bible astrologically, it's clearer. The next age will be the age of the water bearer. It's called the age of Aquarius.
Word.
When logic and truth will take care of us. So in this age of spiritual dignity, you'll see a rise in femininity and creativity.
Word.
Match with masculinity. You got to get with me. This is your true her story. Do you want to go higher?
Attention, seekers everywhere. I was right. Everything I knew was wrong.
Questions been asked and kicked around for at least a century among scientists. And most, what I'd call hard-nosed scientists, say, of course not. It's obviously absurd. If there were such a thing, we wouldn't be surrounded with such mystery.
Mystery. But it's no mystery. This is Kingdom to Be Free with your host, DJ Dharma, on Spirit Points Radio, broadcasting around the world at yahe.net, port 9000. And online 24/7 at sbfradio.yahe.net. So turn on and tune in. And on the website, you can find schedules, playlists, archives, and much, much more. And if you're listening to this online, you're already there. So check it out. Jump in the chat, you know. Make some new friends. Share some knowledge. There's always knowledge to be shared. You can always learn things from people in the chats. I know I have, you know. Learned some very interesting things. Such a great listener base on this station. But anyways, that last joint you heard before the instrumental was from KRS-One, the one talking about the astrological connections in the Bible. And I know he said that the age of Aquarius was supposed to occur in the year 2000, and that's a pretty heated point of debate amongst lots of people, which I wouldn't necessarily agree with that myself. But hopefully you can kind of just put that little bit aside and catch the main vibe of
the whole joint, you know, listen to the lyric, just vibe on the message overall or whatever. But yeah, just hopefully you can really dig on the lyric, like you said, you know, speaking the truth in the universe and stuff. Anyways, hope you're enjoying the show. And coming up next, we got a poem from the Master Therion himself, Aleister Crowley. And following that, a song about another fantastic and really one of the most underrated artists of all time, Austin Osmond Spare, which you should check him out. He's really incredible. But both two of my favorite British people in the entire existence of humanity. And yeah, we're going to get right back into it. And hopefully this poem isn't too scratchy because it was recorded in like 1920 something. All right, let's check it out.
The Pentagram, dedicated to Henry Farnham. In the years of the primal course and the dawn of terrestrial birth, man mastered the mammoth and horse, and man was the lord of the earth. He made him an hollow skin from the heart of an holy tree. He compassed the earth therein, and man was the lord of the sea. He controlled the vigor of steam. He harnessed the lightning for hire. He drove the celestial team, and man was the lord of the fire. Deep mouthed from their thrones, deep seated, the choirs of the eons declare the last of the demons defeated. For man is the lord of the air. Arise, O man, in thy strength. The kingdom is thine to inherit, till the high gods witness at length that man is the lord of his spirit.
Austin Osmond Spare painted daydreams, Victorian satires, ideas in his head. Austin Osmond Spare painted nightmares. Does his grandson realize he isn't dead? They said it was before his time, his reproduction's out of line. But now is that they wish him well. Is he in heaven or come back from hell? Austin Osmond Spare lit black candles. Did he realize his fingers might get burnt? Austin Osmond Spare, runic letters. Do they symbolize how much he really learnt? They said he was before his time, his reproduction's out of line. But now he said they wish him well. Is he in heaven or come back from
freed from their holds long ago. Lying face up on the floor of my vessel, I marvel at the stars and feel my heart overflow.
Further down the river. to the traditional sounds of an English summer, the drone of lawnmowers, the smack of yellow on willow, has been added a new noise.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds in them, and they were long and clear. There were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, they were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire. The clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time when I flew. You don't see that.
The government is up there in airplanes spraying all kinds of chemicals. The government is up there in airplanes spraying all kinds of chemicals to change or manipulate the weather.
Since the early 1990s.
It is called geoengineering, fighting global warming by putting a chemical dust in the atmosphere.
In barium, aluminum.
Layering different sounds on top of each other.
And what I found was unusual spiking since the early 1990s in barium, aluminum.
What's the significance of the barium?
A lot of eye infection problems, upper respiratory problems, nosebleeds.
What were the skies like when you were young?
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that. Clouds in them, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's neat, because I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that. You might still see them in the desert.
What's the significance of the barium?
It's a scientific mystery and a catastrophe for American farmers. Millions of bees are dying in hives across the United States.
Out in the woods, they're tracking the decline of hives. Researchers watching colonies disappear before their eyes. They're calling it colony collapse disorder. One theory is that something is destroying the bees' immune systems.
To the barium.
But what is unknown today may be actual fact tomorrow. DOE doesn't know of any jet spraying chemicals to affect the weather. However, he says, we will probably see it in the near future.
Since the early 1990s.
The government is up there in airplanes spraying all kinds of chemicals to change or manipulate the weather.
actually, but their vision really, really fits. Okay, well, what we're thinking of as aliens, they're extra-dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that come in based the military, the government knows about them. And there's a lot of